Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, once again, I wish you all a happy Easter. Today is the third Sunday of Easter. First reading will be taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 27 to 32, 40 to 41. The psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 30. Second reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. Gospel reading will be taken from John's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 1 to 19. The theme of our reflection this Sunday, my brothers, my sisters, is I am 30, but He loves me anyway. The readings of this day have set our hearts on fire because they have triggered certain deep-seated convictions rooted in the faith of the Lamb of God, who has power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Yes, may His name be praised now and forevermore. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, we are convinced, therefore, that although we do not deserve God's love, He loves us with an everlasting, unconditional, and infinite love. Therefore, even if your faith is unstable or uncertain, even if we cannot feel His love because of those problems and worries within our world, and even if we are resisting the act of total conversion, He loves us still and will come to us. Yes, I say, He will come to you. He will come to me. Lest we forget, after His resurrection, the Lamb of God appeared to His disciples who fled the scene of His arrest. He says to them in John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 27, doubt no longer, but believe. In other words, the Lord offers not condemnation to us, but peace, and the Holy Spirit will dispense His mercy to those who repent. He says to the woman caught in the act of adultery, if no one has condemned you, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. Having received His courage and mercy, the Lord sends Peter and his brothers to His executioners, offering them repentance and mercy. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 32, He says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. However, the Sanhedrin held on to their pride and arrogance. And that reminds us of John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 19. The light has come into the world, but men loved the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. Do not hold on to that pride. Do not hold on to that arrogance. Do not hold on to that anger. Do not hold on to that pain. Do not hold on to that failure. Do not hold on to that which drags you back. Yes, you messed up, but the Lord has forgiven you. The prodigal child says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father says to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let us feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Thus, I am convinced that the Lord has granted us mercy. Hence, we must examine ourselves today. If our deeds are evil, then let us accept Jesus' offer of life and light today. Because those businesses undertaken in darkness, or those selfish pursuits, will become exercises or successes in futility.
Let us not hold on to those temporal powers. Let us not hold on to those temporal successes. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 25 says, "Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep." Those words are convicting, but
the Lord intends not to condemn us,
but to lead us back to the worship and praise of the Lamb of God, who has power, authority, strength, honor, dominion, and blessing. In today's gospel, Simon Peter, who had denied the knowledge of Jesus, was not condemned by the Lord when he was confronted or asked to apologize. Rather, he simply asked for a renewal of his love for God. And that reminds us of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 following. "Do not call to mind the former things. Behold, I am about to do something new." Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord has offered, the Lord is offering, and the Lord will offer something new to those who renew and reciprocate God's love. Having made God's love his rule and life, the Lord secured Peter's leadership role amongst his brothers. Therefore, we believe that the Lord has secured our life in his love, and we surely secure our future. We'll bring to an end these moments of trouble and headaches, this moment of worry, this moment that is so confusing, that is unclear to us. The Lord will surely clear the air. The Lord will surely calm the storms, and he will renew his love for you, love for us. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. May he bless us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.